I was standing out at Stanfield, had to go away. Saw a brand new baby in the mother's face. I knew that it was over, all those early days. Our babies aren't our babies, we'll never be the same. Shopping cart full of toddlers at the superstore. They were eating goldfish, asking for more. An old man lined up behind us and he shook his head. The kids were strangely quiet. I heard him when he said, "You got to hold on. It goes so fast. These early days, well, they don't last. Got to enjoy them. They go so fast. The baby days, well, they don't last. Look forward to the evening when the monkeys go to bed. Then we talk all night about 'em. We feel half dead. We used to be too tired to eat in. But it's a total crapshoot to eat out. You got to hold on. It goes so fast. These early days, well, they don't. To enjoy them, they go so fast. The baby days, well, they don't last. Oh, you're getting rid of diapers that you washed every night, and we're saving up for date night so we can have our fight if it's quiet for a moment. Oh, you better run upstairs, 'cause the toothpaste in the bathroom is redefining everywhere. You got to hold on, it goes so fast. These early days, well, they don't last. Got to enjoy them, they go so fast. The baby days, the way you talk now, you talk like me. All the funny things you say, you're real good company. Oh, the odds are strong on crazy and on love profound. You make our messy house feel like holy ground. You got to hold on, it goes so fast. These early days, well, they don't last. Got to enjoy them, they go so fast. The baby days, well, they don't last. Shopping cart full of toddlers at the superstore. They were eating goldfish, asking for more. An old man lined up behind us, and he shook his head. The kids were strangely quiet. I heard him when he said.
That's Old Man Ludeke with The Early Days from his great 2015 release Domestic Eccentric that also features the fabulous Tim O'Brien. Now, Old Man Ludeke will be one of the featured performers at the 14th annual Winterfolk Blues and Roots Festival. It takes place on the Danforth in Toronto from February the 12th to the 14th, and it features some of the best blues and roots artists on the Canadian music scene. and they'll be playing in local music venues. It promises to be a fabulous weekend of live roots music. We caught up with Artistic Director Brian Gladstone in Toronto to chat about this year's festival. So it's great to talk to you today, Brian.
Thank you so much for having me, John.
Well, it's wonderful to be able to talk about Winterfolk. I can't believe it's come around so quickly, but Winterfolk is here. Remember, it takes place February the 12th to 14th on the Danforth in Toronto. I want to give you a chance just to talk about Winterfolk and what people can expect at this year's festival.
Well, it's actually, we're going into our 14th year. It's hard for me to believe that as well. When we started, it's like a little festival that grew. This year, we're on five stages in four venues, as you mentioned, on Danforth near Broadview in downtown Toronto. We have over 150 artists, and we're running for 3 days, February the 12th, 13th, 14th. The 12th is a Friday, so we're just running in the evening. Saturday and Sunday, the 13th and 14th, we're going from noon till closing. Wristbands are available from the website, which is winterfolk.com. Actually, right now, there's a sale on wristbands until the end of January. So anybody that wants admission, a $15 wristband will get you into 90 shows, believe it or not. I think less than 10 cents a show.
Which is pretty amazing when you think how much one show can cost.
Well, you know, sometimes you can pay $15 to see each one of these artists individually. We like to run a lean, very efficient machine, and it's really about the music, so we do whatever we can to make it accessible for everybody. You know, I grew up at a time, first, I grew up at a great time for music. When I grew up, roots and folk music was mainstream. You could listen to, you know, top 10 radio, and you'd hear, you know, Peter, Paul, and Mary, and Donovan, and Bob Dylan. And right now, you know, I think things are cyclical, but there is still a large following for this type of music, and one of our missions is to just engage and involve and include and educate the community about this vital style of music. So we've always been community-oriented, and we always want to make sure as many people as possible have access to this wonderful type of music.
You mentioned five stages in four venues on the Danforth. Can you talk a little bit about what people can expect? Because I think it's more than just individual performances, isn't it?
All the artists and bands that we've hired, they'll have at least one 45 or 50 minute set of their own material. But then we always ask the artists every year to come up with themes for workshops. The workshops, I don't know if that's the best name for them, but that seems what they're called. Most of the time it's artists that have never played together previously, but they'll come up with a common theme, such as somebody suggested the healing power of music. So we'll have a workshop on the healing power of music and a bunch of other similar themes related things. We let the artists come up with the themes for their programming, and we feel that does a much better job. And they'll invite other artists to join them on stage. In addition to, you know, everybody playing their own material and their own sets, there's a lot of very interesting eclectic mixes of different styles and different artists on the stage together for the workshops. It makes for some very interesting program. I love that part of it.
You mentioned, I think, 150 different artists involved in this year's festival.
You know, we haven't counted it, but likely there's more. We actually open our stages to a lot of community events, like, for example, Seneca College Independent Music Study. They'll bring maybe 20 of their students as artists. Or, for example, we'll have the Best of the Moonshine Cafe. We try to involve the community, and the Moonshine Cafe from Oakville. I think they're bringing about 20 artists for their three-hour presentation. Besides the bands we've hired, we have a community outreach program. And I think, actually, you and I talked about it, Jan, this year, and hopefully it'll work out in future years. But anybody that's contributing to Roots Music, we try and give them a voice and a stage.
It sounds fabulous, and I certainly love the idea that this is... It's accessible from everybody's point of view, right? It's accessible for the artists because they get the opportunity to play, but you're really making an effort to try and keep the cost down for people to come and enjoy this great music. And let's be honest, especially at a time of year when we need something uplifting to get through the rest of the winter.
Well, we do. One of the reasons that we're in February is because when I started Winterfolk, for 15 years ago, the idea actually occurred. There was really no folk festivals between August and, say, May of the following year. So there was a 7 or 8 month void in the roots music schedule. And also, a lot of the artists that we're working with are on the road or touring. much of the year, and this is a good opportunity because a lot of the artists are home now, and you know, so it's sort of like reverse. Rather than people go out to these beautiful outdoor parks all throughout Southern Ontario, now the artists are coming to Toronto, where most of them live, and it's just very accessible for our audiences. So I think it was a good niche for us to be in, because it was really no large collection of this type of music in February anywhere that I'm aware of.
Well, it certainly sounds like it's going to be a fabulous weekend. Just remind people, if they want to get more information about the festival or pick up tickets, how can they do that?
All the information, Jan, is on our website, which is winterfolk.com. The artist lists are there, the tickets there, the hours are there. Everything they need to know is just visit winterfolk.com.
Well, we started off today with Old Man Ludicay from his wonderful new album, Domestic Eccentric. Obviously, that's the roots side of things. I thought we'd finish with a little bit of blues from one of Canada's greatest blues performers. That is, of course, Jack DeKaiser, and he is going to be playing at this year's Winterfolk.
Yes, he is. Jack's been with us for a few years now, but this year he's doing something a little different. He's actually doing a solo show, which he put together, and it's called The Evolution of Blues Guitar. And he starts off acoustically, and a lot of people know him for his electric guitar. He's a great player. But he's a very good acoustic blues player, and he starts off that session with some of the blues masters, like Blind Willie McTell and Robert Johnson. He sort of goes through the history of blues guitar, and in the end, he picks up his electric, and he plays Hendrix and some of the contemporary blues guitar players. And following that session, I think this is our most popular, our best attended event at Winterfolk. It's the Jack DeKaiser Blues Jam. And he gets his band up there, and we just call up guitar players to sit in with the band. And this year we've got, you know, like Mike McKenna, Brian Kober, Rick Taylor. So we've got some really great talent. I love working with Jack. He's a pro, and he always does a great show. And I hope everybody's going to come and see him at Winterfolk this year.
He sounds absolutely fabulous. Thanks again, Brian, for talking to us today. This is Jack DeKaiser with the title track from his latest studio album, Electric Love.
Thank you, Jan, for having me.
You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Electric love.